Welcome to House of House. I'm Andrew Taven.
And I'm Lenny Burnham, and we're going to be talking about Failure to Communicate, which is, of course, the episode where the guy's brain starts subbing in the wrong word for everything, so they can't understand anything he's saying, which is also the episode where House is stuck at the airport, and he's got to hop on the phone to help the team out.
Yes, two very relatable problems. And joining us today is a good friend, an incredibly funny comedian, been on Comedy Central, been on Jimmy Kimmel, and his name is Casey James Salengo.
Hey, thanks for having me. What a pleasure it is to be on House of House.
Thanks for being
Dream
here.
Come true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Casey, I knew, I think we first met back in the Mick Swiggins days.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
What a dark time.
Yeah, bar. Oh, it really was, because I distinctly remember my most surreal memory is I used to co-host a mic there, and my roommate and I at the time were looking at Rob Liefeld, the comic artist who draws absurd mm-hmm. drawings, his Twitter feed, and looking at, because he was saying crazy stuff. And then we got to the most recent tweet, and he was like, just heard about Boston. Stay strong, everybody. And I had to go host the mic, and they had the Boston bombing footage on the TV. And they, at first, were showing, had, the news audio, but then they switched to just whatever music the bar uses. So it was still showing the footage, but it was playing, I've never been close to tragedy, or knew some folks who had. So that'll always be, my soundtrack to the Boston bombing. Just walking out, in between comics to be well, still looks rough.
Yeah. Damn, that's brutal. Yeah, I don't remember, besides, the Boston bombing, I don't remember it being a dark time. I was enjoying it, but looking back, I've had to, pop my head into some open mics lately. They're much better than the McSwiggins one. Nothing against you hosting. It's just that spot was terrible.
Oh, yeah. They also didn't turn off the music, and there was, no separation between the bar and the main area.
But I remember it being so much fun, and now I pop my head in for 2 seconds to one, and I want to fucking die. I'm this is... It's just immediately so depressing.
It's a bunch of people.
How did I do this for so long?
I know. I see now, it's so tough also. I feel like I only want to do... Obviously, it's weird now because there's so many... Everything that I knew before I went to Chicago for a few years and then COVID happened is gone. So now it's all shows and mics run by people who started during COVID, which I can't even mm-hmm. imagine what that kind of person is like. So
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do that, but God bless.
Yeah. Right. You should have been I guess that's a sign.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'd always been wanting to try stand up, but then a global pandemic happened. So I figured that was God telling me to forget it.
Yeah. You should, it's a horrible dream to pursue. And, especially if the world's falling apart.
Yeah.
So don't do it, kids. Don't do it.
But then again, laughter is the best medicine.
It is fun. I do have a good time mm-hmm. doing it. Sorry, I don't mean to be so bleak. Mm-hmm. It's just the chances are slim. So. It's going to go anywhere.
But speaking of pandemics, House, a doctor. Had you seen House before this episode?
I think glimpses, but I don't believe I've seen a full episode, no.
Well, this is a decent one to start with because it has House not with the rest of the people, just often mm-hmm. in airport almost the whole time. Starts out, they got this really charming journalist, I think it's his retirement. Is his retirement
I think it's his boss, his colleague's retirement party.
Okay.
And I remember for some reason she's blatantly based on Gloria Steinem. Her name is Greta Sims and she looks exactly like Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, I didn't put that together.
She's weird because she sort of implies he used to be a Hunter S. Thompson type guy. Because at one point she's he used to do uppers, downers, and in-betweeners. And he would, get super hammered and cover the, Star Trek convention or whatever. And now he got sober for his wife.
Oh, wait. What's an in-betweener? I'd like to try one of those.
It's real fun. you just sit there for 2 hours. Yeah, going. Did this do anything?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
He's given some toast, and then he passes out, bangs his head, and has aphasia. Liz, who I mentioned, I'm sure we'll have her on at some point. Casey, I think you met Liz at some point down the line. She probably had the...
Yes, Liz. I met
I'm sure she had the misfortune of having to sit through a McSwiggins mic, because I was like, hey, don't worry, it'll only be 2 hours, then we'll go do whatever.
That's brutal. I do that to someone.
Yeah. Look, I know you're in town for the weekend, but I have the obligation to host this mic. If I don't do it, who will? I mean,
God bless. Yeah. God bless Liz.
Yeah. So anyway, she said that she says that this is not how aphasia would work. She's a psychiatrist, and she says that because the way his aphasia works, so he's like saying the wrong words, but it's very clear from his tone what he's trying to say. Like, it's like everyone's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he's like, they're like, call an ambulance. And he's like, me is fine. And they're like, me is fine. What does that mean? What do you mean?
He's saying stuff like, the bear stain. Yeah. The bear took my stain. They took my stain. That.
Yeah.
I was having trouble.
Which is like, yeah, that's the big thing that he keeps saying. And that's the big mystery that I remember.
Yeah.
He's telling them he's fine. Then later he's telling the doctors, I couldn't tackle the bear, so they took my stain. And they do. So they bring him into the hospital. Meanwhile, Cuddy, so House is off doing getting his Medicare fraud pushed under the rug with the lawyer in like Baltimore. And so Cuddy's like telling Foreman, like, hey, who should we send this patient to? And he's like, well, we're the best hospital in the region. She's like, House is gone. And this guy, she says that this journalist brought down 3 administrations. And that's just sort of a weird thing to say, because either like it'd have to be like there aren't that many administrations.
Right.
She means presidential. Yeah. Or
at some point, that's not a good thing to be doing.
Yeah.
You can't just keep taking down. We need a governor a little bit.
Yeah. She's just like, he's the one who found out Obama was born in Kenya. We got to save him or whatever.
Fletch. Fletch was his name. I took 2 notes the whole show, and then I forgot to take notes.
That's
and the first one was, funny when this Fletch guy fell into the desk. That was it.
You were like, oh, man, this was one of the top sitcoms of the era.
It was hilarious. Yeah. I love it.
Confess. They should have told him confess, Fletch, like that movie of John Hamm's in. When he's like not telling them what they need to hear.
True.
Yeah. And then so they bring him in, and it's all of his like aphasia, it's like either stuff that rhymes or they could have just had like a thesaurus or something. It feels like it wouldn't be that hard to decode what he's saying. And they find out, like, they can ask him yes or no questions, and he's capable. Because he apparently understands them completely, but he can't write, and he talks slightly differently. Maybe insensitive to the Dutch, but I'm sure they feel similarly about us. It does kind of feel like their version of aphasia is just, like, Dutch or whatever, where if you... So we were in Italy for our honeymoon, and we flew through Amsterdam... And Dutch feels like House's version of aphasia, where they're just like, welcome in plain vort, sitting and good and tripping. And you're like, I pretty much speak Dutch. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, I feel like this is, I get it. I get what you're trying to tell me. And House is off. I feel a little more positive about, in other episodes, we see House, you know, defrauding like private insurance companies. It's a little weirder when you're like, oh, he's defrauding Medicaid or whatever. You're like, there's poor people who, you know, probably, I guess, you might still need it. The Medicaid guy is like, all of your cases have a 5 on the complexity scale. And I was like, what, is there a complexity
scale? I feel like they might be talking about zebra factor, and they were like, we don't want to give it that dumb a name, even though that's the real name. So they said, they said complexity.
But I don't know if you have to put that down for Medicaid. That you have to put down like, oh, this was like... Because most doctors aren't treating mystery illnesses every week.
Yeah, it seemed weird. I didn't understand that's what he was being tried for. Yeah. I thought it was because of his wacky medical...
I think it was...
Because he gave that old lady Viagra for her heart or whatever, but then he explained
why. Yeah, I think it was just their way of just having the litigator be like, you're fancy.
And then at the end, Stacy's like, let him off, and the guy's like, you know what, House, I like the cut of your dick. He's like, I saw Top Gun Maverick on the plane, which is the way to see it. It feels like you're in it. So Top Gun Maverick on the plane, and they have like John Hamm, speaking of Fletch, has that, you know, great, but he's just like, you know, God damn it, Maverick, you broke every rule, you showed us up, you did everything we said not to, so how come I want you leading this mission? And that's like what the Medicaid guy says to House, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Foreman is like, back at the hospital, Foreman's like, I'm in charge.
Which one's Foreman? Oh. Sorry. Which
Omar
one is
Epps.
Foreman? Omar, is that Omar Epps? Yeah. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
He's like, I'm in charge. We're going to do these tests on the guy. And Cameron's like, why don't we all be in charge? And it's like, damn it, Cameron,
Cameron's a British guy?
No, so Cameron's the lady.
All right, so a new lady, British guy, and Omar.
He's Australian, actually.
He's Australian.
Australian. That's the only other note I wrote is a British guy mad at Omar.
Nice.
And then I stopped taking notes.
Did you miss the part where he was talking about the dingoes?
I did miss that.
Yeah, line where they said, you know, we got to go run these tests. And he was like, maybe after lunch, I got to throw another shrimp on the barbie. And they're like, all right.
I said that? Shit.
Yeah, it was a good moment. It was the best part next to the guy banging his head.
No, I mean, nothing gets better than that. Yeah. I love physical humor every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to be like, oh, we can hash this out and decide what we're going to do, and then do like a wacky sitcom thing where they're doing everything, which I feel like didn't totally play because I felt like a lot of them were stuff like where I'm like, yeah, you should do all of this. Like the talk screen is like, yeah, you should know if he has drugs in his body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that his wife is like, why are you running three different tests? And they're like, because we don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah. And I feel like there have been other episodes where like the first thing they do is a talk screen. In addition to other stuff, because it's like, yeah, obviously, like, it would make a huge difference.
And they also, so, and because Chase is, like, convinced that he's still doing drugs, and Foreman's like, he's sober. Sober people don't just do drugs again, and which feels like the opposite of what Foreman would say.
Oh, no, I totally disagree. I think Foreman has so many weird issues that he's a successful white man. Like, can't be
that's
doing
a fair
drugs.
Point.
That's what criminals do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Criminals like his brother's homeless. No, his brother isn't homeless. Now I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
there's one
random
episode
where it's a crime to be homeless. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's I think it is. It's a big problem that it is, but I do think it is in a lot of places.
Oh, is it? Shit.
Yeah, it's like there are a lot of places where you gotta where it just. They're like, hey, instead of letting you be or, you know, giving you a place to stay, we're going to pay even more money to throw you in jail.
Yeah,
getting a little political on House to House.
Criminal justice system strikes again. Terrible.
They have their House, meanwhile, is at the airport waiting because it's all delayed. He's trying to get in touch with them. And he's on the phone with Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson
and he's
keeps...
Like, oh, I got...
Wilson keeps calling him just to dish about this case instead of doing his own job. Classic Wilson.
Yeah. He just like is like cuts off a cancer patient he's talking to. Like, wait. Sorry, gotta take this. And so he's talking to House, and at one point he's like, House, why don't you have call waiting? It costs $5 a month, which real flashback.
That was so insane,
Yeah.
Also, I wouldn't pay $5 a month for a call waiting.
I know.
It was a free service.
Yeah, absolutely not. $5 a month, that is
terrible.
Nuts. I remember when we used to have my first cell phone I had, it cost 10 cents to send or receive a text.
Right.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Which is like, they don't have a limited amount of letters, right? They're not like the phone company doesn't have like, a big like letter mine. They have to like go in and like mine the like. They should. There's no reason it should work that way, right? That doesn't make any sense.
No, but that's how they gotcha.
Yeah,
I'd pay $5 if no one could call me at all.
I mean,
there's like a reasonable excuse that they
Yeah, sorry.
I pay $5 for that.
Yeah, I just already did. Yeah, I don't know. They have that, like, now where anytime if you get a call ever, it's just a scam. Mm-hmm. There's, like, no one calls you for real. Or it's, like, I don't know, the vet calling to confirm an appointment or something.
No, you ain't getting me like that.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Sorry, I paid $5 a month to specifically not have this.
No shots for my dog.
Yeah, my dog's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
I'm worried about autism.
Aww.
Oh, come on.
Zing, zing, zing. Right.
I gotta go.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's been fun. it's Casey, everybody. I'll do plugs. Anyway. Yeah, so they must. I mean, maybe it's just that they're real close, but I feel like there's supposed to be the implication that this guy slept with the editor, right? Because he, like, tells her everything. Or it's just supposed to be, like, they're even closer than people who slept together. Like, that's, like, their editor and writer, the closest relationship. Because, like, she's, like, talking to Foreman. Like, they're talking to the wife, and she's like, he's never done drugs ever. He's a good boy. And then they're talking to the editor, and she's like, he used to, you know, what's that monologue from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? She, like, recites that. He's like, he had a trunk full of blotters and uppers and opium and whatever that whole thing is. They also, Liz laughed. So just know, this is some good doctor humor. Because when they say we ran a CT and House goes, is that short for MRI? And Liz laughed, and I was like, I get it. But explain to me why that's as good as it is. And she said, apparently, a lot of times people will, like, as part of the initial patient care, like, run a CT, but CTs almost never show you anything. So they're just like,
okay,
you should do something purposeful.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. And they,
good joke, Cass.
Yeah, it's a good doc humor. They do try and, I think the first time that he says couldn't tackle the bear, so I took my stain, because Chase has him away from the wife in the MRI, and he's, like, trying to tell him this, which they keep repeating, and
I, in that moment, really thought it would be something more urgent. Like, you know how they have so many patients where as soon as they put them in the MRI, metal from their body, like, shoots out and kills them? So I was like, oh, he does not want to go in this MRI. But then it was, like, not.
That's what
I
thought it was, too. Yeah. They have, like, they try to put, like, Wolverine in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, because
MRIs are basically, like, a giant magnet. So it's, like, if you have.
Yeah.
It can be very bad.
They had one. LL Cool J was there as, like, a prisoner. And he had, like, prison tats. And they were like, by the way, prison tats are made from metal ink or whatever, so that's going to rip your skin off when you're in there, so we'll try and make it quick. And then he's like, it's real rough time for
what,
LL,
jeez Louise.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Chase says something about Foreman being nicer than House. I don't know that that's true. Like, he's like, you can't do the job because you're too nice. And it's like, I don't know, is he? Foreman's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Also to a lot of people. Like, he does a good job. He's more professional than House, but he's not really nice.
I definitely wouldn't say he's too nice. It's not like with Cameron where she, like, straight up can't tell people that they're dying.
Yeah. Where she's just like, I do like, and that actually plays in.
Yeah.
House manipulates that whole thing because he wants to get him to say something. And he's like, you have to make him think he's going to be dying. So he has, like, but, like, not Cameron because she won't say that. But it was all a big setup because they tell him he's going to die. And then when she's taking the lumbar puncture, she's like, yeah, I bet you'll pull through. And then he's like, you know, I couldn't tackle the bear, so they took my stain. And she's like, whatever, dog. I don't know what you're saying. It is kind of a charades disease because they do have at one point, I think it's a little after that, he's trying to, like, show them, like, what he's trying, which makes a lot of sense. I'm surprised he didn't do that more earlier.
Well, he can't too much, because they, early on, they have him try to, like, draw a face, and, like, whatever's happening, he can't do it.
He can't draw, but it seems like he can, like, point to, like, because I think there's a part where they say, like, it is funny.
I mean, he can gesture, but it would be pretty hard to do, like, gestures for all this stuff.
Here's
Could they try, like, a computer? Like typing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if they do like point to a letter?
Yeah, I don't know if they, I don't know if he could, because he had trouble like writing his own name too.
It is interesting. Right? All this stuff, because it is like all that stuff is so, like I think people think that like the brain's a computer, but it's really just like a big glop of whatever. Like you. The stuff that, like, the way that things work is it's, like, it's not just, like, oh, well, that's with it. It's just, like, oh, it's all just kind of held together by chewing gum and tape. And you're sort of, like, it's, like, the kind of thing where when someone goes to, like, a person like me who has, like, a really, like, messy house or something. Well, I don't, because I live with a wife now. But, you know, previously, and someone would be, like, oh, where's your plates, and be like, plates, well, obviously those are kept with my notebook, because if I'm writing and I get hungry, I need to, you know, whatever. It's like total nonsense. But house back at the airport, House is reading lesbian prison classic.
That was so good. Love stories. Him.
Yeah. It's a real baller. I looked it up, by the way. If you Google that, it just pulls up the House episode. So apparently there's not an actual, he compiled that himself. There's JoJo's Part 6, but otherwise, I don't know how many classic lesbian prison stories there are.
There's a lot of movies. I remember my aunt used to have a bunch. She had a million tapes, and some of them, I would watch whatever ones looked sexy, and a lot of them were lesbian prison movies from the 70s. They're rad. They'd all kill each other, then smash.
Nice.
Kill each other, then smash?
It's a whole, or, you know, whichever order it comes in, but... yeah, it was like a whole genre in the 70s. I don't know. It's rad. Yeah.
They really knew what they were doing back then. That was
House
the most
just typed up little novelizations.
Yeah, he just has his own. He goes back and reads them.
So smart.
It is when Stacy, because Stacy is, he's like, oh, you have that crucifix you always have, and you don't have it now, and he's like trying to bother her about it. You have to imagine he got into all sorts of fights with her about that, because he's like a real Reddit atheist type guy, and I'm sure he was like, so like, what are you at? There was a clip now going around of Jordan Peterson where they ask him, do you believe in God? And he goes, well, you know, that really depends. What do you mean by do? What do you mean by you? What do you mean by believe? And what do you mean by God? And you're like, I get that, like, what do you mean by God? Sure, because like that's a big thing. What do you mean by believe? Okay. What do you mean by you? Jordan Peterson, the person I'm talking to. Like, and what do you mean by do is the weirdest one, because it means I'm asking you a question instead of stating a fact. It is very funny when people are like, they did the same thing when they asked him about, like, if he supports gay marriage, and he's just like, well, you know, that's a really interesting question, because what if people, and you're like, dude, just shut up, or don't, I don't know, or just say something.
So stupid. Just answer the damn question.
Yeah, answer
shut
the
up,
question.
Jordan.
Come on. They also, Cuddy's being really shitty and condescending to House's team. It does sort of seem like the reason why Cuddy lets House get away with so much stuff, because she seems to think he's the only competent doctor in the world.
Yeah, she's like, really rude to four men in this episode. Like, it's weird to, like, tell your employee that you'll never promote them more, and they're just there to be, like, a glorified assistant forever.
It's. Do you remember when he ends up leaving? Because I know he leaves to another hospital at some point. I think it's a couple seasons away, though.
Yeah, it's a while.
Yeah. They have the flight keeps getting delayed, and they tell them that they have cots for them. Which, I'm trying to I don't know if that was, like, more of a thing. I can't imagine that happening now, that they're just, like, everyone's in the terminal now. Like, everyone just has to be, like, Tom Hanks in the terminal and live in the airport for a night. Like, they do, because Stacy's like, oh, I got us a hotel room. And she has either forgotten or gotten over the fact that, like, two episodes ago he stole her psychiatrist's notes, because she's ready. She's having fights with
Mark
about her confusing post office stuff. I do like the line where she's like, we're having fights about nothing, like whether the sign at the post office means it's the last pickup of the day or the last delivery of the day. And then I say, fine, you're right. And he said, I'm just saying that so we'll stop fighting. And I love the house is like, well, yeah, I mean, that's true. It's like, yeah. Well, yeah, because good.
Yeah, I said, you're being condescending.
Yeah.
Said, but yeah, I think she's just using all this as an excuse to bone.
Oh, yeah, house. For sure.
She wants to get in that house, building a brick house.
Ooh, which isn't he an opiate addict?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to say, I've known some people, and your dick doesn't work great.
I am just curious.
So I don't know how good house is laying it down. I just got to say.
That is actually, we should touch in on that and investigate that throughout. The thing is, house has been mostly borderline asexual through a lot of it, where it kind of seems like they have him flirt, but it feels very performative in a way that's like Steve Carell and the 40-year-old virgin. Like, yeah, like in the boobies or whatever. I mean, maybe that's the whole reason he goes and solves the case, because she's like kissing up on him, and maybe he's just like, I don't want to explain this situation.
For sure.
I got a case to solve, you know.
That makes sense. Yeah. We've all been. I've used that excuse before.
Yeah. Oh, I got
a medical case. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Ring, ring.
It's not
ring.
You. It's not you. It's the hospital.
Yeah. Oh shit! The team of highly qualified doctors I lead needs me to go solve a mystery. Sorry.
She's like, again, this keeps it.
Yeah, sorry. Then why does this happen every time that we start going to bed? It's like I devoted myself to the cause, so.
Yeah, you're being selfish by expecting me to have sex with you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. If you think an erect penis is more important than a man's life, well, I guess that's your choice to make.
Some people do.
Some people do. They have some line where they're trying to talk to him, and Foreman's like, we need an aphasia dictionary, which again, yeah, like, I don't know. It seems like he's speaking like pig Latin. Like, it seems like very clear in a lot of scenes what he's trying to say. I guess they took my, I couldn't tackle the bear, so they took my stain. It does, like, we find out he's saying brain. They took my brain, which is pretty straightforward. I feel like they could have figured that out, and they do. They eventually are, like, going through the thing. The bear is a little more esoteric, to the degree that I almost find it hard to believe that everything else is a rhyme, but then, this was from the riddles section of his brain. Because house goes downstairs and he's like, writes, you know, different possibilities of what he could be saying on the airport wall. And I think it would have been great if like an airport janitor came by and solved it.
Yeah,
like Good Will Hunting.
I love that he does it in like lipstick just to be fucking dramatic. Like, hotels give you a pen.
And they have the wife, while they're trying to talk to him, the wife is, like, yelling at them. It's like, why are you playing word games? It's like, where have you been?
I know! I hated that woman. And yeah, it was so weird that she was like, why are you trying to play word games to find out the clearly important information my dying husband is trying to tell you?
Yeah, she's just like, it'd be so funny. She's just looking at every test. She's like, why are you looking at his piss? Why are you looking in his ear? What are you wasting your time with measuring his heart rate? Find out what's wrong with him. It's also, I do think that the editor, the subtext, everything she's saying is like, man, we all hate her.
Yeah.
We all hate this guy.
This episode is really digging into the important issue of how sometimes your friend marries a dud, and that's the whole problem.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? When you're like, oh, this is no good. He figures out the mystery of what he's saying, which is, I guess this is like in a Sherlock Holmes book, right? That you build a house with all southern exposure. You see a bear. What color is it? It's a polar bear, which Cameron knows, has heard this riddle before. And he's like, polar, bipolar disorder. You had bipolar disorder, he says that he had bipolar disorder, but he couldn't get medicine because the administrations he brought, Obama would go after him or whatever. If he brought, I guess this was before Obama. So wait, so the three administrations would have been it would have been George Bush. In this universe, George Bush is no longer president because Fletch took him down. Fletch proved that Bush did 9/11, so Bush had to resign and became president.
I feel like Cuddy's idea of taking down an administration is just like he reported on how bad they are and then nothing changed.
Yeah, that would be. That'd be like the say, like Cuddy's listening to Cuddy in the modern day co-hosted like a Robert Mueller yeah. podcast or something about like, just wait, this is gonna be the thing.
Yeah, it's like when they found the Trump Access Hollywood tape.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all over. It's like it ain't over.
I still remember. I think there are so many things that aged poorly from 2016. I think the video clip, or I guess, yeah, 2016. I think the video clip that probably aged the worst was the night the Access Hollywood tape came out. I distinctly remember this. The night the Access Hollywood tape came out, Lin-Manuel Miranda was hosting SNL. And he did, like, you know, they have three kinds of monologues, right? If it's a stand-up, they just do, like, 7 minutes of stand-up, and that's the best kind. They should, I mean, look, we're a little biased here, right? But I think that they should just have a stand-up host every time. So they do, like, seven yeah. minutes of stand-up. It's great. It's, you know, instead of, like, a haphazard bit they toss together in 5 minutes, it's, you know, material someone's been workshopping for 6 months. It's always kills. It's great. That's one of the ones. The other one is person is trying to give the monologue, but cast members in the audience keep standing up and asking them annoying questions. That's the other one where they'll be like, you know, look, when I was filming Moon Knight, and they stand up or whatever, and they go like, sorry, Oscar Isaacs? Like Oscar the Grouch? And he's like, no, that's a common mistake. And then someone else is like, Oscar Isaacs? Like Oscar Mayer Wiener? And he's like, I'm trying to talk about Moon Knight or whatever.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. And then the third kind is the musical one, where they just do
They do a lot of musical ones, and yeah. I don't know why. And it's never
fun. Remember watching that SNL, and I would not say that it aged poorly because I was horrified when I saw that.
That's fair. Well, because the thing is, he gives the whole, like, I'm finally hosting SNL and doing Lorne Michaels is or whatever. That's not what he's saying. But there's a part where he's running past all of the photos of the previous guests, and he stops at Trump's, and he goes, never going to be president now. Never going to be president now. Oh, which... God. First off, it reminds you that even though they became like, we're a vanguard against Trump, they had him host the show earlier in the election. Because it'd be one thing if he walked by his photo from, like, I don't know. I'm sure they also had him host in, like, 1998 or something, where he was just, like, the loud real estate asshole. But he hosted during the election. And he's, like, you know, never going to be president, like, from Hamilton.
Yeah, they did, like, so many bits based on being like, this Access Hollywood tape is great. Wow. Which is, like, even if it actually had made Trump lose, it's fucking weird to be like, it's cool that he's a serial rapist.
Yeah, it's true. Isn't this neat? They, it is wild also, because there was, I think people were also talking about trying to find the N-word tape where he says the N-word. And it's like, did you not see what happened when he was talking about, raping people on tape? And then he became president. He's just going to become like super president if that tape gets out.
Every day I go on Twitter and someone's like, this is it, today's the day, he's going to jail. And I'm like, just stop. Just tell me if it's actually happening. I'm sick of dad or whatever telling me he's going to jail today.
That's what I say with all like the hearings and everything. I'm like, I'll catch up. Look, I don't want this to be a Game of Thrones situation where I get really invested and then it sucks at the end. If it's good, you tell me and I'll watch the whole thing if it turns out. The thing I think is, and, you know, I don't know if Secret Service listens to House of House, but, like, if, like, I don't know, he became unable to continue, that's going to be a wild time. People are going to, like, the degree, you know, unable to continue living, let's say. You know, through like natural causes. I mean, I say natural causes, but it'd be because he ate like 7 McDonald's cheeseburgers every single day. So that's not natural, so to speak. But that's gonna be a wild time. The like tsunami of people like goofing around on the internet and the like tiny beaver dam of people trying to be like, now wait a minute, don't be bad about or whatever. People are gonna lose their minds. I'll be, you know, I mean, you know, everyone dies someday. Maybe yeah. Not him. Maybe he's gonna get some like fucking golden robo pod and just
he looks great.
Yeah, he looks. Yeah, it's yeah. Look, that's the one thing you can say about him. Looks like he's in the peak of hell.
Mm-hmm.
It is wild how many shows. Because we were rewatching The Office, so Netflix outside of America still has The Office on it. I was saying to someone, I feel like it's you can imagine like a Bernie Sanders stump speech would be like. You know, Republicans say socialism is so bad, but I know countries like Norway where The Office is still on Netflix. And I don't think it's that crazy or socialist to say that Americans deserve to be able to watch The Office on Netflix.
Even though Peacock is cheaper, people are always like, oh no, The Office left Netflix and Peacock is literally cheaper.
Cheaper. It's also a bad app. I have it for wrestling and like.
It works for me.
Everything sucks about. Does it always shuts down? Like you can't when you're rewinding, you can't see where you're going.
What do you use know what it I'm on? Saying? It works on my Apple TV.
It works.
I'm
you
just
know,
curious
TV,
about like. Which
I don't want to talk about big. But you know when you're like rewinding and you can
I
see like where
it
was.
On it. That is the one.
They don't have that. That's what I'm saying. Peacock. Get it together. Also, there's a wrestling pay-per-view. They don't post the replay right away. They make you wait a goddamn day. I'm paying for Peacock. It's the only reason I'm here. Anyway, enough about Peacock.
No, I think we should talk more about Peacock. I will say that's the thing where, like, I do think that Netflix feels like something you already have access to. Whereas
yeah,
Peacock
I mean, I think
like
people forget
even...
that. Like, that's why they'll be like, oh, it's only on this cheaper app. What'll I do? I guess I just don't have it. Mm. Like, I think it got in there so early that people are just like, well, I was born with Netflix. It's part of my body.
Yeah. Netflix is like car insurance. Like, you have to have it by law.
Mm-hmm. You could watch Comedy Central all day, every day, because it's the only thing they show.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. They do have it. Yeah. That's a... because, you know, they have, like, it is wild watching, like, I don't know, Friends or The Office or anything where they'll, like, mention Donald Trump, but not in the context of him being the president of the United States. And it's never, like, they're never like, wow, Donald Trump, you know, I bet that guy will be president someday. It's always in a context that suggests that he would never become president one day. So it's pretty wild seeing those old...
I mean, in The Office, it's usually just in the context of, like, we're also an NBC show like The Apprentice, so we're shoehorning in being like, isn't his show popular?
Yeah, we all know Donald Trump. Or I'm surprised they never did a, like, Michael Scott Apprentice thing.
Oh,
did they? Maybe they did. Yeah. Hey, let's go back. Let's do it. Hey, it would have been better than Space Force, right?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, we tried. We watched the first two episodes of Space Force, and we were like, oof, this is... Maybe it gets better, but this is rough.
I have no interest whatsoever. Yeah, oh, thank you.
It's amazing that a show they greenlit based off, like, a fucking meme...
So weird.
...didn't go over well.
But
what
they
about
should
you? I thought
buy
was...
my Covfefe pilot. I think that's
an Oh, I'd watch that. That's an Adult Swim animated show called like Covfefe and Jeff or something. or the Shit My Dad Says show.
Oh God!
I forget.
Oh yeah.
That was a.
They had no idea. They're just throwing. They're like, yeah, maybe people like this.
Yeah.
No.
This is a popular Twitter account. I've never seen that. I do wonder if like with every episode, one of the did they take like one of the shit his dad says, and then like. Work that into the episode directly? Was it just kind of it kind of inspired by? Because Gabe and I once watched this show called Dads, which was like Seth Green.
Yes, seen every episode of that.
Oh, that is it's amazing. I think that the first episode was like condemned by the like anti-Asian defamation.
Yeah, he like forces Brenda Song to dress up in like a sexy anime girl outfit.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a great show, I would say.
Yeah.
It was a weird moment in time because it was like it did that, but it was also like one of the only premieres that season that had more than one woman of color in the cast.
Yeah, that was a tough balance. I feel like they try and do better now.
I would say so. Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
Since I don't know, something about the last, 10 years ago compared to now. I mean, that's like How I Met Your Father had to show, can't show you who Kim Cattrall is talking to, because in the first one they showed you the kids instead of, like, it was Bob Saget's voice, but they showed you the kids because they were like, well, we could show you the kids, they're white, because the main guy's white, so obviously the mother's white. And then for Kim Cattrall they were like, oh yeah, I guess we can't show you the kid because we're going to imply, I mean, she probably will end up with a white guy, I don't know, but they're gonna at least imply that maybe she won't. Maybe she ends up with I don't remember who he is. There's a guy she's dating in the beginning, but otherwise she dates Josh Peck for a little while. That's fun.
Oh yeah, nice.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
you know Josh Peck.
I don't, I mean, Josh? From the beginning, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Yeah,
you lost me when you started talking about dads. And now I've got no clue.
Oh, all right, well,
but it sounds fun. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
I haven't watched sitcoms in a while.
That's fine. Honestly, none of this was anything that you should see. Or anyone that I probably I probably could have been watching. Oh, you know what? I could have been reading. Instead of that. I'm like, just else could I have been watching? House, we see also in the airport, House's old timey phone charger. I mean, old timey, the kind of phone charger any of us would have used to use, but it did take me back.
It's Motorola. Crazy how long ago the 2000s seems as soon as like they bring anything up.
Yeah. Especially all that stuff about Trump never going to be president. And you're like, oh geez, they don't even know. They have to, House is trying to get them to talk to him because it, turns out, that he had bipolar disorder, and one of the administrations would have taken him down if he, like, tried to get medicine for it. But then he was dating his boring wife who hates fun, and he was like, she'll never stay with me if she knows I have bipolar disorder, which is, I don't know, that should make you think, maybe, about, like, about whether this is a long-haul relationship. So he goes to get a bilateral cingulotomy in a South American country. And as we've established on House, they only do horrible butchery in South American countries. They don't have any real hospitals.
This was strange. He went to such great lengths just to hide this fairly common illness from his wife.
She's a dud.
Insane.
That was like the main message of this episode. It's just like, do not marry a dud.
Yeah.
And she at one point, I think she says to them, like, I guess it was just wrong of me to think he could change for me. And it's like, what? He gave himself a brain parasite for you. Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
What are you talking about? He flew to another country and got experimental surgery. He literally tried to, like, change his methods of thinking for you surgically. Like, what a wild thing.
Insane.
And you're just like...
She also has this weird line where she's like, you guys know more about him than I do. And it's like, yeah, they like, it was their job to get a full medical history. Like,
yeah. Because they were playing those stupid word games that you were being so shitty about.
She's a strange, the whole relationship was very peculiar. Yeah,
I do want to
like, marry the prettiest woman you can find, regardless of feeling like you'll have to completely change yourself and hide everything about yourself. That's the lesson.
Yes.
Go get with your pretty older editor.
Yeah, fuck Gloria Steinem. That's the important lesson here. She's so hot.
Yeah, she also just seemed like she would be so much more interesting to be around. Yeah. Not to be too perverse about it, but also you get the sense she's bringing something more to the bedroom than this lady who would just be like,
she would just be like, why do you have handcuffs? Like, what?
She'd just be like, I'm sorry, ejaculate? I don't know about that.
It is upsetting.
Yeah. They also, at this point, House is trying to talk to them, and, like, TSA is like, sir, if you don't get on your plane right now, we're arresting you. And I'm like, what? Is
that? Yeah, that was super weird.
Yeah, that made
weird.
No sense.
Yeah, you can...
I didn't understand if he was, like, did he have a warrant out? I was like, why?
Yeah, I was not trying to figure out if he was, like, in trouble because he put lipstick all over their wall, and they were like, okay, you can either go to jail or just get on your plane and go home.
What if, like,
they weren't even mad about that. It's just he wasn't gonna. You're allowed to not get on your plane.
Yeah, what if, like, you're boarding and you have diarrhea? Are they gonna arrest you or something if you can't? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. If that's a crime, I'd be serving life. I'd be serving life, bro.
Arrested for a crime I did not commit.
I got to an airport early once to eat IHOP at the airport, and then it gave me so much diarrhea that I almost missed the plane. They were calling me over the loudspeaker.
They should have locked
me up then.
Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah, shouting. Truly horrific.
You hear on the intercom. It's like, oh, this is your pilot speaking. Unfortunately, our passenger in seat 32C has a case of diarrhea. We're seeing what we can do, and hopefully we can get you out of here, make up the time in the air.
Oh god,
I had that once. I was doing a show and I was having some real stomach troubles, and I asked one of the other comics, I was like, hey, I'm next, but can you go in front, like, before me? And he did. And then when I came out and it's gonna bathroom, someone's like, by the way, he went up and he was just like, hey, I wasn't supposed to be your next comic, but the next comic has diarrhea, so... And I was actually really glad he did, because I went up and I was like, if I need to leave the...
Did you tell him, or was he making, like, an inference?
I think I just said I needed to go to the bathroom, and I'm having some stomach issues. Okay. And he inferred correctly. And then I was actually glad he did, because I was still feeling bad, and I just told the... I got up, I was like, well, if I leave partway through my set, you know why.
Yeah, gives you a good riff. That's
good. Yeah, it was good. We had a good time. Yeah. It all worked out. So, you know what? I think it all works out. They look at his blood, and Foreman's like, wow, if anyone had looked, this is not something they mention at all. So Foreman's just like, if anyone had actually looked at this blood through a microscope instead of putting it in a computer, we would have spotted this immediately. It's like every other episode you look through the blood through a microscope.
I love Cameron in that scene. She's just like, totally casually, she's like, trade off of modern technology, and like walks away like she's gonna go home and sleep like a baby, which is just, like, you're not more bothered by that. Oh yeah, no, now
it is very
computers that don't see anything, whatever.
Yeah,
I get
cool.
Paid the same either way, baby.
Yeah, hey, easier for me. I don't have to look at gross bugs under a microscope. And then Stacy's canceled because she quotes Woody Allen about relationships.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I think now you would be more inclined to be like, I don't remember who said this, but...
Yeah. You know, as I recall, an unnamed philosopher once said, pudding and jello. Anyway, we're winding up on time, so we'll Lenny's. Well, first, do you have anything else about the episode you want to say before we do quick segments?
I can go into shipping report.
Casey, did you have anything before we go into a couple quick segments?
I thought it was fun. I was like, I would watch this show again. I liked, you know, it was wacky. You know, finding ways to cure stuff. It wasn't just. I thought it was just gonna be, you know, more of a standard dumb medical drama, but there was a little more to it, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb medical drama.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny, you got any shipping report stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like House and Stacy, or generally think they have chemistry, but this episode I fucking love that they just straight up do the in a hotel room, oh, and there's only one bed thing. I think more shows should just do that. You're never too good for that.
Yes.
There's also a part where Foreman and Chase are unbelievably conspicuously like, oh, we just have to go have dinner, just the two of us. And that was fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got another quick segment. This is trivia, where I go to the wiki and I ask, it's a competition between you and Lenny, try and ask questions based off the trivia and cultural references section. So, Casey, you get to start. I'll go quick. So this title episode draws from a famous quote. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Do you know what movie that quote is from?
I just watched it. What we have here is a... it's not from Apocalypse Now, is it? Is it a war movie?
No. I'll give you the hint just to see if that...
it was the beginning of a Metallica song, Fade to Black. I know that.
Yeah, it's...
it's from Cool Hand Luke.
Yes! 1 point.
Yes!
All right.
Sorry. No Did worries. I get six guesses? It's Cool Hand
yeah,
Luke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. It was okay. You got it eventually. You got within the time. So, okay, this one isn't actually trivia. This is just a blooper. I don't know why this is here. It says, in the scene at the airport where House chats with Stacy while she is using her laptop, we see a pen in her mouth, then it appears behind her left ear. It then disappears behind her ear two more times before disappearing for good. Also, presumably that doesn't happen on camera, so she could have moved it off camera. That's, you know. But let's see. I'm trying to decide if this is a fair question to ask. We can decide. Lenny, Vindaloo curry is a regional curry recipe in which part of India? Do you want to give me a cardinal direction?
Like north, south? Chance. Like just a direction, like north or south?
Yeah.
Okay, I will say southern India.
Casey, you want to take a swing at it?
I'm going to say northern India.
It's western India. Sorry, still 1-0. When looking at the patient's lungs x-ray, Foreman says, and then there were two, to which Chase replies, and then there was one, which is a reference to a novel by which author? Casey, you know?
A.A. Milne.
All right. That's one guess. Lenny, do you have a guess?
Agatha Christie.
It is Agatha Christie, and then there were none. Oh, one
yeah,
to one.
That's the non-racist title after it went through a couple different racist titles.
I am a little curious now what the other titles for, and then there were none. Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no. Well, the title, you put this in chat, the Wikipedia page makes the interesting choice of using the image of the initial book, the cover and all. Here's the chat. If you want to look at this, this is anyone at home can feel free to do this, but content warning.
Sorry.
1939, that's not, I mean, that's a long time ago, but that's a problem. The first name of this book, and then there were none, was 10 little N-words.
Whoa.
And whoa. That's wild that they chose this image for the Wikipedia cover image. Like, that they didn't just use, like, a more modern edition. Nice. I am curious if... okay, publication history. The title. Let's see.
Since we're getting way in the weeds, do you actually want to wrap up, I think?
Yeah, let's wrap up. Let's say I think it was 1-1. It's tied. We don't need to get into that.
did a good job.
Yeah, people can Wikipedia, and then there were none. It's a wild ride. It's a good book, though.
That's nuts. I did not know that, and that is... when you were like, a racist title, I thought you meant, I don't know, something like... let's say, Oriental.
That's what I was thinking too.
Dated, but like not immediate. But then I would still say on a podcast. I thought it was a title where I'd be like, well, obviously that's bad, but I'm sure I would say the title aloud. And nope. Anyway, it's a tie. Lenny and Casey both win.
We did it.
Yeah, let's get into review and then plugs, and then we'll get out of here. So, you want how many out of 5 Vicodin? What would you give this episode?
4 Vicodin.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm also going 4. I think it's a really fun disease, and I love all the sexy House Stacy stuff. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I'm gonna also. I'll even do 4.5. I think this is a top tier. This shows what House is good at. It's got a crazy, like you said, crazy disease, annoying wife, you know, house doing stuff. All good, all good. And all we got left is plugs. Casey, anything you want to plug?
No, I got nothing right now. All right. That's it. Sorry.
You want to tell you can plug your album if anyone wants to go grab
it? Oh, I got an album, Wild Country Phoenix. I get some stuff cooking up, but nothing really ready to promote.
All right.
Just yet. You can follow me on Instagram at CaseyJSolingo or Twitter. That's where I post anything that'll need to be plugged. So
that's where you've been doing the play-by-play of the January 6th hearings. I saw you at
those. Oh, yeah, nonstop.
Every morning I saw you tweet, like, today's the day.
Today's the day. Yeah. It's coming down.
Big house is about to get a little more orange.
You wild dog. I'm tweeting that now.
Yeah. Lenny.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter at Lenny Burnham and look up my other podcast, Chapter Surfing, if you want to hear people talk about TV shows based on books.
Yeah, and Andrew Taven at AndrewTaven.com, AndrewTaven, and check out That's So Taven at QED Astoria, December 14th and 18th. Please go. And also, it's a one-man variety show. And also, Sound Snacks. I know I keep talking about it, but we are in the process of editing out the last two sketches. We have our logo. It's really happening. It's an audio sketch show I co-wrote with Casey Turgeson. You will be able to listen to it before the end of the year, so please do so. All right, Casey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. See you guys later.
Yep. And from all of us here at the House of House, have yourself a very pleasant evening.